I had a lot of questions because I didn't associate UPS delivery trucks on Third Avenue unloading cardboard boxes.
They own Third Avenue.
With the Teamsters.
I know.
And, you know, I said to Rich Truman, I said, get Ian in. Ian Colgren joining us now with Bloomberg News and Bloomberg Law here. And he's been writing really, really interesting stories about our ute, which was Teamsters.
Yeah.
And they're doing brown box in labor. Let's go to the past. How did UPS end up being represented, the labor being represented by the Teamsters, where, say, Amazon isn't, right?
Right. Well, good to be here. Thanks for having me on. UPS has been represented by the Teamsters for quite a long time, actually, longer than Amazon delivery has really been the big force in American society that we know. And even more interesting than that, since the last time there was a UPS strike in 1997, UPS has only been adding Teamster jobs.
Yep.
They're about three times the number of unionized Teamsters now as there were in 1997 when the last strike.
So this is like the new Teamsters. Is the goal here to win the strike, do great, and make Teamsters out of everybody delivering cardboard boxes on Third Avenue?
I think that's what they would like to happen. It certainly will not happen overnight, but it's something that they want to take and present to some of these Amazon workers you mentioned as a reason they should join the Teamsters. In fact, when the new Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien, was elected, before he even took office, he told me that this UPS contract was going to be their biggest marketing tool for getting new members at Amazon and elsewhere.
Yep, absolutely. And Tom, you know, UPS is a huge company, $160 billion market cap. The stock has done great over the last 5 years. It's had a compounded annual growth rate of 15% versus just under 12% for the S&P. So a very successful company in stock. So, Ian, what's the real issue here between the two sides, number one? And number two, what's the timing?
Right. Well, the Teamsters contract, five-year contract with the UPS, expires at the end of the month. And the Teamsters have said they will not work beyond that date. They could work beyond that date. It's not uncommon for workers and unions to keep working and negotiating after a deadline like that happens, but the Teamsters have said that is their drop-dead deadline. They were making good progress in the talks and actually got quite a bit of what they wanted from UPS, but talks broke down in the very early morning hours of July 5th, and since then, according to what the Teamsters have said publicly and UPS has said publicly, a lot of it relates to pay, unsurprisingly, but pay for part-time workers.
Ian, I mean, you're steeped in this. Did you know that Ian, he went to school with Emily Wilkins? I mean, he survived going to Michigan State with Emily Wilkins.
Yeah.
It's amazing
Spartans.
How that is.
She was my boss, even.
Really? That's my deepest sympathies. Ian, when you look at union ascent here, it's percolating. We got, Paul, your expert, the Hollywood strike.
Yep.
And somebody emailed in yesterday, and vet bill is SAG-AFTRA, and it probably will strike. But is the union movement in ascent now after the real wage declines we've seen?
Well, look, there are a couple ways to look at this issue. Number one, you can look at the number of big and also big successful strikes that have occurred over the last couple of years since the pandemic ended. We had John Deere wage a successful strike. We had cereal workers at Kellogg in Battle Creek, Michigan. Those are just a couple of the many strikes that have happened, and new organizing. I mean, if you look at Starbucks, I mean, that's been the big union story for the past year or more now, is all these Starbucks stores unionizing despite management really, really trying to tamp that down. So you can look at the number of big labor actions out there and say, yeah, they are in a sense. At the same time, if you look at the actual numbers and union rates in the United States, in 2022, the rate of unionization in the United States fell to a record low of 10.2%, and the private sector was even more anemic than that. Only about 6%.
Yeah, but is
private
it,
sector workers are
unionized. Paul, we're going to run out, Ian. We're going to run out of time here. Is it going to go up? Are we going to reunionize America?
Maybe. If the Teamsters,
you can't say, Ian, it's radio. You can't say maybe. You're supposed to give a definitive answer, like you know cold what's going to happen. What's going to happen to unions in America, Ian?
Right. Well, looking into my crystal ball, looking into my crystal ball, I'd have to say some will win, some will lose, and most.
Oh, he's killing me.
Most will get a good chunk of what they want, like the Teamsters already have.
Ian, UPS announced yesterday that they're going to postpone the release of their second quarter results till sometime in early August. Does that suggest that they're close to maybe announcing a deal?
Well, these 3 weeks between now and the end of the contract are actually a really long time in labor negotiations world. There's plenty of time to get a deal. As far as we know publicly, the talks have still broken down. The two sides have not come back to the bargaining table. But are they confident that something can happen before this July 31st deadline?
Right.
Yes, that's very possible.
Ian, thank you. Ian Colgan with us here with Bloomberg Law here looking at UBS and really interesting articles on labor relationships as well.